Welcome to the Clarity Channel podcast. Host Kelly Janine is a spiritual life coach, intuitive and Lyran channel, and a podcaster. On this podcast, we're diving into topics of astrology, intuition, spiritual business, energy healing, and mindset. Are you ready to dive into your intuitive gifts to cultivate your visions for clarity and self-trust? Welcome. Today's episode, Hustle versus Flow in Gemini Energy, and we are coming upon the Gemini New Moon. This is so exciting because I have a Gemini midheaven, and I've always had this big tendency towards lots of ideas, lots of projects, lots of expressions just pouring in at once. It rides the wave of my Cancer Sun riding that wave, and it's just splashing up to the shore and hitting against this whole surface of where I want to do this, I want to do that, and I have this whole board full of projects to get done, and I have these waves coming in with more and more projects to do. This episode, we're really diving into what is hustle and what is flow, how do the two integrate, how do the two complement and sometimes oppose each other. When we think of hustle, we think of constantly working all the time, while flow is just flowing with your vision, flowing with the work you have to do and not putting pressure on it. I'm taking another view that, you know, hustle is actually when you are working multiple projects, multiple jobs at a time, while flow is actually more or less the opposite. It is when you have put structures, when you put a plan in place, when you already know what your vision is and you're allowing flow from that point. But first, I'd like to dive into an important topic. What is procrastination really? What happens when you lose motivation? Procrastination can be a choice. I myself have experienced procrastination. And whenever I dealt with this procrastination, whenever this feeling of coming up of not being motivated, not wanting to do something, not wanting to get started, not wanting to ever do anything again, like, no, I can't do this today. I can't do this today. I don't want to do it today. But why is that? I know there's like a reason for that. It's not to shame or judge anyone. We have all experienced procrastination, and I have too, and it's going into more, why was this feeling coming up? Why was I experiencing this? And when I talk of embracing flow, embracing your unique style of working as the answer, because I realized whenever I was procrastinating, it's because I was forcing myself to do something I didn't want to do. I was working in a way that was not aligned with my energy, with my cosmic chart, with what I had received through channeling. I wasn't working in coherence with that, and my body, like on a very physical level, is just pulling me and pulling me back away from that. So when we think procrastination, rather than thinking of it in negative terms, like, oh, this is so horrible that I don't feel like working today, why don't we think of it as more or less, no, I don't want to work today because I really, really have something else I'm meant to be doing, has something else I really desire to do that's going to bring me closer and closer to my visions. What is that thing? How can I allow that thing into my life? How do I allow it to come into my present now? Embracing flow. Now, when I speak of flow, because the shadow side or the opposing side of flow is the very, what we think of as a very feminine energy. So it's just moving along the waves with no commitment, no goals, no structure, absolutely nothing whatsoever that we have put in place to create flow from, and that we're just got all these big ideas we've committed to, so we're working on them each and every day, but perhaps there isn't as much progress, perhaps there isn't as much as we'd like to see coming to fruit from them because we haven't actually had plans and structure in place. So how can we think of hustle versus flow? How can we think of these two energies coming together? And As I said, I have a north node in Capricorn, south node in Cancer, and I thought this opposing axis at once integrating, once opposing each other. Capricorn urge to hustle versus a Cancer urge to go with the flow. Cancer, very feminine. Capricorn is more of both the feminine, masculine embrace of hard work, of the tendency to put their tunnel vision on one thing and to go after it, often very relentlessly. And of course, it can be very empowering to work in that way. While Cancer can be more flighty and more lacking a commitment, but how do we understand that we can have less hustle in working and less hustle in what we're doing? And really, it's coming back to embracing your unique style of working as the answer, what uniquely works out for you. And you can find this out by looking at your cosmic chart, like where are your lunar nodes, where's your Pluto, where is your Saturn and Chiron in these placements. And you can also more deeply explore this by looking at the vision that you have for your business, for your offer, and what can you intuitively pick out from there? What can you channel from there and allow that into your life and allow that into your present time in a much more major way? Gemini energy invites an integration between the two, between this whole Capricorn urge to hustle and the whole Cancer urge to go with the flow. Lots of ideas and expressions pour in at once. There's an integration happening in this integration point where understanding more and more, like, what is the one side missing? What's the other side missing? What's the light side? What's the light side of the other? And what are these sides telling us? What are we learning through these sides? And how are we learning to integrate them and master them and bring them into our own life? Do you hustle or go with the flow? Of course, structure and plans are very necessary, but in this anti-work age, it's about allowing the remembrance of what's truly important to you. As I've talked about procrastination, I've talked about it as being a positive that can redirect you to more of what's truly important to you, what you are meant to be doing. What do you feel truly called to do? What do you need support with? And also, perhaps you are moving outside of your zone of genius. If you experience procrastination, you feel this whole pulling force back of, oh, I don't want to do this. Well, maybe it's outside your zone of genius. Maybe when working on your offer, you need to develop your website. Maybe you need to create an email sequence for a launch, but maybe those are not your area of expertise, and thus you experience procrastination around there. And that is perfectly normal if you were experiencing that. There are tasks as I do every day in my Kelly Janine with Kelly Janine, and I don't necessarily enjoy them too much. Like, I started this podcast and I realized, well, I mean, I do enjoy doing podcasting, but more of like the editing part isn't as attractive to me. So I now have AI sorting through the words in my podcast, making it coherent, making it consistent, and just like being this assistant to me where I don't have a bunch of additions or a bunch of background noise all the time. I can speak more flowly and clearing when I have AI helping me out with this whole podcast. And there's an integration between hustle and flow, and that's this hustle is we're not going to be working on our podcast like day in and day out and day in and day out. Instead, we're going to get support with it in areas that we may need, and that flow will flow from the podcast that we are working on. That what plan have we put in place? I've put the plan in to get 100 downloads a month. I have put in the plan to allow people to engage through the further content, the further links I've provided. And this is where I said where structure and plans are very necessary. What do you feel truly called to do and need support with? And I think it's a question you have to keep asking yourself. Allowing in more your intuition, the path towards evolving into your North Node energy that brings you trust, clarity, creativity, and leadership. With this Gemini new moon coming up, we are being invited to explore the big ideas and projects we've had, and that we may find that we can flow more and more if we create a structure for the ideas we have. We can create more like a layout of all the ideas we've had related to our business, to our offer, to our partnerships, and how are we going to pursue it from that list and from that structure. How are we really, really going to tap into the depths of that and integrate the rest of it? Creating trust, creating clarity, creativity, and creating leadership with Gemini. And Gemini is like this, it is this very like feminine energy of creation, of being the first to go and walk up the mountain with Capricorn. It's the first to take initiative to get the thing done, and that we have all these pieces. We have these pieces of paper, and like we're standing on this mountain, and there are these pieces of paper flying around. Says all these intentions we wrote from the last new moons. Which ones have we put into action? Which ones have we not? If you have wrote down all your intentions from the last few new moons, like Aries new moon and the Sagittarius and the Libra. Looking, if you have them written down, if you have them stored somewhere, looking back over them, what was the energy you were really cultivating around them? What were your intentions in these new moons? And how did you create the structure, the plans longer term over a course of months for this year 2023 for those plans? And how did you really set them in motion, and you can create a state of flow from there. In Gemini, we see that she just has all these different pieces of paper and these intentions written down, and it seems like a big jumble, like a mess. And Gemini can be a bit of a chaotic energy at times because she has all these, like, all this stuff just coming through the mind, very much rolled by the mind energy. As an air symbol, as the season of air comes upon us, and then it will gradually move into the next month, into water season. We explore this contrast between air and water because air can push water up to the shore, up the mountainside, and we see these pieces of paper. They've been caught up in a wave, and we're asked where can the water allow these to be returned back into our own cultivated expression, our own cultivated vision, and what structures and timelines have we actually created around there? In air and water, we see this contrast. That we are asking that the door of our potentiality is always being opened, and that water can fill all spaces. Water gets into all cracks within the earth and within the soil, but it can also be quickly dried away by air. So Gemini and Cancer season, and these two, the very like feminine symbols, these feminine energies are inviting us to explore what intentions we had in the past and how we have so far allowed them to come more and more into our own life. We've explored where these doors have opened that are bringing us closer and closer into those intentions. There is very much a push towards creativity. There's a push towards having clarity by what has taken on before, what has gone on before. And this whole jumble of papers that are getting swept up in this wave, we're understanding that where we have been before doesn't have to demire where we're going in the future. Then we're understanding these were intentions, these were had energies, and then these energies we can still work with and bring here into our future self and allow that to constantly be cultivated. We're allowing a cultivation to come through in this whole integration around this. What do you feel truly called to do? What is like truly important to you? And that is a question that you can answer. And if you have a journal on hand, or if you don't, consider a moment. What are you really believing is most important to you? Because if you're going to move into flow, we're going to move away from hustle, move away from procrastination. We're going to ride this wave of ideas pouring through. We're going to allow it to knock through the air, and the air is also going to be reclaiming anything that is not being integrated, anything that does not align for you, or anything that you necessarily have not felt was aligned for you. So if you think what's truly important in this season, what really matters, and that is what you're going to be working with this whole next year, if you were to base your vision on that, and that's what you're working for this whole next year. And the anti-work age and anti-hustle, this very much plays into the topic of what is really, really important and matters for making your vision come to life, making your offer be successful, making your business be successful, that successful partnership, that successful friendship, and those points of success are to remark to how much you reject constantly working, actively working on making something true for you that's not really meant to be true for you, and how you're going to invite and allow more and more of that into your life by allowing in your intuition. I've spoken before about this, so we can think of intuition not necessarily just as knowledge that you already have and possess within the core of your being, but also is what's sweeping away what is not necessarily aligned or truly important for you. And coming to your vision would be about learning to embrace what you are truly meant for in this season, in this whole present time that you're finding yourself moving through. And this new moon with the Saturn retrograde that we are experiencing over these coming months, we're going to experience a questioning of where have I integrated a structure into my life that is no longer needed and needs to be released. I am learning to release as much as I am bringing in what is important. If you're losing motivation on a project, if you're losing motivation as you move through the motions, or you're moving through something that isn't as aligned as it used to be, understand that that is not a negative thing, and that is so much a part of your journey, and that being psycholytical, that having a psycholytical life is perfectly valid, and that perfectly validity of it all and how that's going to play out for over the coming June and July and this whole season of where we're greeting the water bear, we're greeting the air bear as energies we're continuously learning to integrate. The spread, water will spread everything. It'll absorb everything too. If there's extra sensitivities coming up, there's heightened intuition, heightened feelings. That is normal. And that with Gemini, if there is a heightened sense of chaos, of too much communication, too much speaking out loud, what could disturb the norms? What has disturbed a project or disturbed previous structures? This can be thought of as a step towards moving into flow, moving into your intuition. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Coming July, I'm having a course out awakening your potential. And in this course, I'm working towards and guiding you towards awakening your own potential to create your vision, that big vision you've had for your offer, for your business. If you are a coach, if you are a mentor, a healer, astrologer, an entrepreneurial, spiritual entrepreneur, this course is going to really, really be for you, and it will rock your world, because we're going to zero in on how you work with your vision state. Thank you so much for joining me here today.